The public can now read competing proposals from two private entities vying to run Ketchikan's cruise port for decades to come. A bid from Ketchikan-based Survey Point Holdings doesn't promise tens of millions up front. Rather, the city would continue to collect $7 per cruise ship passenger while being freed from the liabilities of paying for the downtown berths. Survey Point's bid is radically different from that of the other competing offer. Here's one key difference. Survey Point would allow the city of Ketchikan to continue charging its $7 head tax. In exchange, the company would add an additional $10 per passenger to cruise lines calling on Ketchikan, raising around $12 million a year for the company, using the 2019 season's figures. For the city, assuming the same number of visitors, the $7 head tax would bring in $8.4 million annually. That's a stark contrast from competitor Ketchikan Port Solutions' proposal, which would be to keep the vast majority of the city's head tax, but pay at least $40 million to the city upfront over the next 7 years. And another important difference is that upfront fee. The city asked a prospective port operator to offer at least $35 million in unrestricted funds in exchange for the right to operate the port. Ketchikan Port Solutions offered between $40 and $45 million spread over 7 years. City Council members have said one of the city's goals in seeking a private operator is to free up funds currently tied to the port. Federal law requires any fees charged to passengers and ships to directly benefit vessels. It's not clear whether an upfront payment would be subject to the same restrictions. A legal opinion commissioned by the city remains under wraps, though the City Council could vote to release it. Survey Point, for its part, says that it's likely upfront fees would be restricted to the port, since the fee would likely be paid in effect by cruise ship passengers visiting Ketchikan. So Survey Point isn't offering cash upfront. Instead, it's offering to assume around $30 million of the city's bond debt used to build the port. Ketchikan Port Solutions would also take over payments of that debt, as well as offer the $40 to $45 million in cash. But Survey Point is proposing a $500,000 per year lease payment that would be backed by fees charged to vendors, vehicles, and other port users, that is, not vessels. So that company says that means the $500,000 a year would be essentially unrestricted. It would also rise with inflation. The company says that would pencil out to about $18 million over the 30-year life of the deal. Ketchikan Port Solutions does not offer a similar lease payment. It instead replaces the city's $7 head tax with a 50-cent to $1.25 per passenger fee. A financial analysis commissioned by the city doesn't recommend one proposal over another, but it does say that Survey Point's arrangement could be more profitable than Ketchikan Port Solutions' bid, or even keeping the port city-run. But that may not be the full picture. Ketchikan City Manager Carl Amelon says that analysis only deals with the dollar amount the city would take in under each proposal. Survey Point's Ethan Bertos wouldn't go on tape, but he said Thursday that he acknowledges that the city would be restricted on how it spent much of the revenue from Survey Point's proposal due to federal law. But he suggested that the cruise industry would be willing to negotiate with the city over some of the finer points. Amelon says he anticipates a full presentation of the financial analysis of the port proposals to be scheduled for a future City Council meeting. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.